Welcome to the teaching ministry of the Warehouse Foursquare Church in Astatula, Florida. Here at the Warehouse, we believe that the Word of God is much more than just information. It's been given to us for transformation. So take the next few moments as you listen to this message and receive what God has for you today.
Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11. Wednesday, we was preparing to go into a testimony service. And so as we was preparing to go into the testimony service, here's what happened. The Lord dropped this in my spirit, and he said this: if Satan takes your testimony, then he's taken your seed. And the more that boiled over in my spirit, the more I realized how much of a nugget of truth that was. If Satan takes your testimony, then he has taken your seed. And it's important that we understand as people that when the Lord gives us revelation such as that, it is for a reason. It is to prepare us for future warfare. Because Satan is always coming after us, trying to steal and trying to kill, trying to destroy. That is what he wants to do to your life. If he can't kill you, he will steal whatever he can from you. And if he can't take it, then he will destroy it so that you can't use it either. And so the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 2 and 11, that no advantage may be gained over us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his devices. It's important that we are not ignorant, or we don't understand, or we don't know the devices that Satan uses, his schemes, if you will, to try to steal, to kill, and to destroy us. So Paul said we're not ignorant of that fact. Why? Because we have the Lord, the Holy Spirit living inside of us, revealing to us, just like it happened Wednesday night, dropping little nuggets of truth. Why? So that we're not sideblinded. Sometimes we could get sideblinded, but I'm convinced that somewhere along the line, the Lord warned us. I'm convinced of that. I believe I can prove it in Scripture, and I know I can prove it in my own life, my own personal experience. Yes, it's caught me by surprise, but I haven't heeded the warning. Sometimes I missed it. And so it's important that we take the time to listen to the Lord. When he drops the little nuggets of truth into our lives, he's preparing us for battle through his word, through the Holy Spirit. And why does he do that? So that we can be more than a great loser? So that we can be more than a conqueror. It is God's best for us to be victorious. If it was not, then he would not have sent his son. He would not provide healing if he didn't want us to be well. He would not provide prosperity through the ability to gain wealth if he did not want us to be blessed and to be a blessing. You have to understand that this is how God works. Sin will destroy you, but it is not God's intention for you to perish in an everlasting hell. It wasn't made for you. It wasn't made for me. And so we have to make sure that we are ready when God calls upon us, ready for battle, when he drops those nuggets of truth in. Are you in Revelation 12 yet? Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood. Who's him? Anybody got an idea as to who that him is? That is the devil, the enemy, Satan, Lucifer. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Now, while I understand that this is speaking of events that's going to be happening during tribulation times, I also see an incredible correlation to the spiritual life of a Christian today. Because we also overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb. And also by the word of our testimony, by the things that we say, by the things that we speak. Are you with me so far? There is no greater power than the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The greatest miracle that will ever happen in a person's life is the salvation of a soul. Everything else is just minor. You say, well, cancer isn't a minor thing. I understand that. But I know that folk can die and go to heaven with cancer. Amen. So when you compare that to being whole and going to hell, can you see what I'm talking about? Amen. Of course, we push for both. Listen, I don't want to live to be 80 and then die of some terrible disease. And I'm not claiming that over my life either. I want to live till the Lord's done with me on this earth, and then I'm going to go to heaven in a blaze of glory. Amen. When the Lord's done with me, then I'm out of here, baby. not a second sooner. I don't want to miss one blessing. I don't want to miss one opportunity to do something for the Lord. I don't want to miss one chance to change someone for eternity's sake. And so I'm going to take every chance I can get. Bless the name of the Lord. So we can't be ignorant of Satan's devices, but we have to be ready. Overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You remember the old song, "What can wash away my sin? What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ." Listen to me. I say every day, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over my life. I plead the blood of Jesus over my baby. She's 20, but she's still my baby. I plead the blood of Jesus over her car. I don't want her walking down a road or driving to college and somebody hit her on the side of the road and kill her. I don't want that to happen. So I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over her, over my wife, over my home, over everything that I got. You see, when I draw a line in the sand with the blood of Jesus Christ, no devil in hell can cross it. Now, if she decides to be a wing nut and step out of that covering, then that's her deal. But the blood didn't fail. So we are faithful to draw a line in the sand. We did it, and I know it's been done, but I just had to add my 2 cents worth over this property. Lord, the blood of Jesus Christ on this property, on this building. Lord, let your spirit be the spirit that reigns in this house. Let your delivering power be the power that is here. I don't want folk to come in and be all bound up and discouraged and walk out worse than they came in. That's not the intention of this place. The intention is that we are a blessing to all those who walk through the door. And when we come together, we can gather together and edify one another and build each other up and lift each other up in the spirit, and we can go out and do the same thing to the guy on our job that hit his finger and cussed, talking all kinds of trash next to you. Be a light. Bible says that it is blood that makes the atonement for the soul. And then we find Jesus on the scene in Hebrews chapter 10 and 12. The Bible says that this man, and this one he's talking about is Jesus, after he offered one sacrifice for sins forever. What about, you talk about power. Remember the old song, Amazing Grace? How many of you remember those days when you wasn't in Amazing Grace? The turmoil. And that, does that mean that life just stopped happening because you got saved? And of course not. But our outlook was a whole lot different, you see. What is the difference? Being in Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, Exodus chapter 12 and 13, "And the blood shall be to you a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over" who? Blood covering. They overcame who? The fellow that comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And, what does "and" mean? A-N-D. In addition to, does that connect things? Charles and I are going to the store. What's that mean? That we're going to the store together. Right? Let's go. We're going to go to the store together. What's that mean? That means, "and" means that we're both headed there. Bless the name of the Lord. So what does that mean? That they overcame Satan with 2 things, which is what? The blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Look at this, 2 Samuel 22 and 2. Now this is what the Bible says. David, this is his testimony. What are we talking about? We're moving right along and we're talking about the blood of the Lamb. And now we're moving into the testimony of the saints, the testimony of the believer. We don't want the devil to rob us of our testimony. Now here's a testimony of David. "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved when the waves of death come past me. The floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell come past me about, and the snares of death prevented me." Verse 7, "In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears." Then, now this is what the Lord does for his children.
If you are discouraged and trodden down and beaten upon, hear what the Lord will do for you if you will call out to Him. Verse 8, then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundations of heaven moved and shook because He was wroth. There went up a smoke out of His nostrils, and fire out of His mouth devoured coals were kindled by it. Verse 10, He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under His feet, and He rode upon a cherub, and He did fly. Hallelujah. And He was seen upon the wings of the wind. Verse 14, and the Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered His voice, and He sent arrows and scattered them. Who? My enemies. Lightning and discomfited them, and the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were sent from above. And He noticed this, and He took me, and He drew me out of many waters, and He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong. Have you ever felt that way? They're just too strong for me, Lord. I can't take it another day. Go to Him. Go to Him, and the Lord will protect you. Hallelujah. Verse 19, they prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. Verse 20, He brought me forth into a large place. He delivered me because He delights in me. Somebody shout that. The Lord delights in me. Say it again. The Lord delights in me. I am blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. Come on, shout it out. You say, well, I don't feel like it. Who cares? I am blessed. Why could David say this? Because this was his experience with God. He had a testimony. Do you see that? He had a testimony, and this was his experience with God. What does it say? They overcame him, who? The enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. What is a testimony? It's a verbal or written description of an eyewitness account of an event that happened. You see, David remembered back when he was tending sheep and a bear come out. You ain't getting my sheep. How many of you would take after a bear without a rifle? How about a lion? Listen, we're talking about the real deal. David, just a shepherd boy, but he's out killing lions, killing bears. See, he remembers that. Wasn't too long after that, an old boy by the name of Goliath stood in front of God's people, mocking God and mocking His people, until David come along and he said, enough is enough. And as he was shouting his rants and his raves, he took a stone and crushed his skull. And that's about the time he shut up. And probably 3 minutes later, however long it took him to get there, he snapped his head off. You see, we picture David as this king, a king over God's chosen people. And the palace, and everyone bowed when they come into David's presence. That's how we remember David. But David remembered the road to the palace, and he remembered the one who got him to the palace. And that's why he says, I have a testimony. I remember the days when I wasn't sitting in a throne, but I was hovering in the corner of a dark cave waiting for Saul to come by so that I would be saved. Do you hear me? Do you remember David had to live with the Philistines just so that Saul wouldn't get? Do you remember that? You may not have killed a bear. You may not have killed a lion. You may not have to live in a cave just so that you would not be killed. But you have a testimony. And it's important that you do not allow the enemy to rob us of our testimony. Because when I read accounts like this, especially with a week that I've had, all of a sudden my faith begins to be built. It begins to encourage me. When I come in and I see you folk are back and you made it too, and you get up and you say, Brother Lovely, I got a testimony, and I begin to hear of the things that the Lord has done for you. I'm encouraged in the Lord. We cannot allow the devil to rob us of our testimony. I need to hear the testimonies of God's people. I need to hear an encouraging word. I need to hear someone come in and say, you know what? I know that it's been a little this and it's been a little that. I know that times have been hard. What's the scripture say? That we're hard pressed on every side, but we're not downtrodden. What's he saying? There's things that come against us, and there's things that's going to hurt us, but we are not going to be destroyed. But we have a greater one that lives inside of us, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. I am more than a conqueror.
When Sister Ella gets up and testifies, it's like somebody's plugging me into a 110 outlet. And I just sit there and it just shocks me until she sits down. Man, that gives me life when she jumps up and testifies. It may only be 15 seconds, my baby, that's probably all I could take. It's good stuff. Too often, many sit back and they don't share their testimony. They never testify. And we miss an opportunity. And here is why. It's because our testimony is also, it talks of our history, but it also, a testimony is a seed that we plant for our future. To those who don't have any hope, it's a seed of hope. An encouragement to those who are downtrodden. Your testimony. You say, well, I cannot give anything. I just come and I have nothing to offer. You have a past. You have a testimony. And when you share that testimony, you plant a seed in those who are listening. You plant a seed in the garden of my heart that helps me to grow and to have just a little bit more pep in my step. Just enough, just sometimes I just need enough just to get through the day. Sometimes I need enough just to, I mean, sometimes it's down to hours. Lord, if I could just make it through this hour, I'll be all right. Have you ever been there? Lord, I just got to make it through this hour. I know I got 17 more to go before I jump back into bed, but I need some help right now. Would you please help me? Someone comes along and they give me an encouragement, a testimony. I have a testimony. Bless the name of the Lord. Your testimony is a seed, and we have to make sure that we plant every opportunity that we get. Don't allow the devil to rob you of your seed. Don't allow life to rob you of your seed. So many times we come in and we are so discouraged because life, just life is life. We all know. I mean, life is just life. We all have some times where we face that's not as good as others. I mean, that's just the way that it goes. But don't allow life to rob you of the opportunity to sow a testimony into somebody. You know, I felt that way, but this is how the Lord helped me. And encourage someone in the Lord. Even if you don't feel like it, because your testimony is a seed. And that seed that is planted, I guarantee beyond a shadow of a doubt that it won't be too long that when that is harvested, that you will need that harvest. A lot of times we wonder why we don't have the things that we need. And I'm not going to say this as a blanket statement, but I am going to say that this is part of the problem, is we abort our seed. We speak death over things. We are constantly speaking negative. Our testimony is always of the bad things, always of the dark side. Our testimony is always speaking negative. And yes, I understand we live in a world that is not perfect. Yes, I understand that life sometimes can be life, but I know that whenever I speak death, life has to move out of the way to make room for death. The Bible says that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the Bible says, and the earth was dark, and it was without form, and it was void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Bible says that the Spirit moved over the face of the waters. And then the Bible says that God come on the scene, and he says this, let there be light. And guess what happened? Darkness was dispersed. Why? Because light can't be in the same place as darkness. You go in a dark room, you hit the light, what happens? If you paid your light bill, the darkness goes away. Why? Because that's the way God made it. You see, so darkness has to give way to light. Them kids will never amount to anything. We'll never have any good things in our home. There is absolutely no way that God can save my son, that God can change my daughter. I'll never have enough money to do the things that I want to do. What are you doing? Speaking death. See, the Bible says that whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. You see, the Lord give us that power to bind and to loose. And so your testimony does the same, which is interesting to me, but it binds and looses at the same time. Your testimony does. When you speak death, what happens? You say, okay, Lord, you don't have the ability to see to it that I get my finances. And so guess what happens? The Lord says, okay, that's your deal. I give you that authority, so speak it, go for it. And so he just sits back on his throne, and guess what? He is bound in heaven, but guess what else happens? The enemy is loosed on earth because you stepped out from underneath the God's covering. See how that works? Now notice this. Just the opposite is true. When I speak life, all of a sudden, the Lord, hey, someone's speaking my word. And he comes right on the scene, and he wants to perform his word. And guess what happens? At the same time, the enemy is taken out of my life. Why? Because I'm speaking life and death has to go. We can't allow the devil to rob us of our testimony.
Hey, just wanted to say thanks for listening to the message today. If you'd like more teaching or information about The Warehouse, you can go to our website at twfcastatula.org. If you've never asked Jesus into your heart, pray this simple prayer with me. Dear God in heaven, forgive me for my sins. Come into my heart. I accept Jesus as my Savior. Amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to say welcome to the family of God. And make sure you go to our website, get our contact info, and email us or call us. We want to send you a Bible, some information about your new life in Christ, and what you need to do next. We also want to help you find a church where you can get plugged into and grow in Christ. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you, and may He give you His peace.